That cookie, you know the one with all the sprinkles. Oh wow, that cookie is just calling me. With the holidays really upon us, it is so hard to think about what you should or shouldn't eat, let alone risk offending some well-cherished cook's cooking. So rather than worrying about it, we end up putting all this off until the new year and think, wouldn't that be the time to worry about our weight? This is L.S. King with a holiday podcast that will gently and kindly not let you forget about weight this season. In fact, this podcast is all about being able to live a reasonable lifestyle with food. Good food. This episode includes some general facts about weight that will help you understand that you are so not alone in the battle of the holiday bulge. We'll also include tips on designing a weight management program that will really work for you. We'll also discuss how hypnosis can be an important part in helping you achieve your weight maintenance goals, even your weight loss goals. And of course, there's our guided meditation, which is to help you focus on something that you want, perhaps losing weight. And then there'll be notes about our upcoming weight management group, as well as what we're doing on January 4th for World Hypnosis Day. So back to that enticing cookie. How many of you have had this moment, thinking about it, saying no to yourself, only finding yourself giving in and eating not just that cookie, but perhaps several? And then there's the guilt that sets in, and you feel awful about the indulgence. Then you find yourself with the idea that losing weight for New Year's would be the perfect resolution. Or perhaps it's not just the seasonal cookie, but a long-term problem with weight, or even ideas caused by the media about the ideal weight and what it is or is not, and suddenly, perhaps you find yourself lacking. And perhaps, in all this, weight loss pills, fad diets, or even crash diets are appealing. And why not? You lose weight and you see the results quickly. The only thing is, it's usually just not long-lasting. They're all about quick loss to show results, but not necessarily designed for the long haul. And usually, they're about denying yourself something, eating their food or not eating at all. But with most of us being under the influence of reverse psychology, those things you deny yourself ultimately become your wants, temptations, and even in some cases, need. But no matter, you're not alone. Americans on average spend $30 billion on weight loss products each year, with only 5% managing their weight for over 5 years. Psychologists report this is indeed due to the denial effect. So what is the point of even trying to change your eating habits, you wonder? Ah, that's just it though. Changing your eating habits, not dieting, that's the answer. Making changes and having a long-term, even lifetime-long, weight management plan in place will help you so much. Before you turn this off with a long sigh, consider these next few things. When one is fad dieting or using pills and seeing results, it's so easy to forget our struggles, and surely, eventually, we end up going back to our old patterns, gaining back the loss. If you want to lose weight and keep it off, this is a lifestyle change, but a change that can happen gradually and can be integrated into your life with less upheaval than you may expect. Getting to the real reasons you have or are gaining weight, making a commitment to yourself to make the change, and having reasonable expectations are the way to success. And here are the reasons to seriously consider a weight management plan. Extra weight can put you at a higher risk for the following health problems: type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease and stroke, some forms of cancer, sleep apnea, which is when breathing stops for short periods during the night, osteoarthritis, gallbladder disease, liver disease, and even irregular menstrual periods. Also, there are a couple good reasons not to play the yo-yo diet game of crash dieting, stopping and starting, and why you should have a balanced program that includes exercise as well. Weight cycling, as the yo-yoing is really called, can cause gallstones to develop. This is especially true in men. And exercise can help you preserve your bones and prevent bone loss when you do begin to lose weight. So let's talk about your weight loss plan or your weight management plan. Ask yourself, are your self-expectations realistic? Are you comparing yourself to size zero models or to sinewy male movie stars? Not all body types are the same. Size zero on most of the population would make us look like walking skeletons. Yick. To help you understand where your body weight should be, including muscle mass, etc., is to figure out what your body mass index, known as the BMI, is. This is a chart or formula that tells you the averages of what your weight should be for your height. There's a great calculator to help you figure out this. You can go on the internet to nhlbisupport.com/BMI/BMINOJS.htm, which is the National Heart and Lung and Blood Institute. You may be surprised at the results, and it should help you get an idea about what you want to aim for as a weight maintenance goal. Along with reasonable expectations, choose a plan that has your loss between 0.5 pound to no more than 2 pounds a week. This is an easy goal and one that allows you to keep it off permanently. And think about building in rewards for these losses, just not food-related ones. Some of my clients use music as the reward, downloading a new song for every pound lost. Also, try keeping a food habit journal and see where your weaknesses are. Do you give in to cravings too often? Are you eating out of boredom, emotional issues, or anything like that? Are you eating around your cravings and doing more damage by denying yourself something? Are you eating breakfast? If not, you may be jeopardizing your weight management, not giving yourself enough starting fuel for the day. Try finding some forms of exercise, whether it's walking for 20 minutes a day, doing yoga, riding your bike, taking the stairs instead of the elevator, parking farther away from your destination, and walking part of the way if this is in a safe environment. And very important, drink water. Notice the exclamation point at the end of that statement. This will help you so much in the long run. Also, if you're suffering from cravings, you might want to try this. When you get a craving, drink an 8-ounce glass of water, and then wait 15 minutes before giving in to the craving. Usually, the craving will pass. Get enough sleep each night. You'll be less likely to eat to gain the extra energy. And here's the biggest one. Allow yourself no excuses. Yes, sure, there's stress, perhaps even big stress, but this is no reason to hurt yourself with excessive food or unhealthy food choices. Excuses are emotional crutches that allow you to continue old habits that no longer work and create more difficulties for you. Food is not a substitute for what you're lacking. In fact, it will probably make you feel worse in the long run. Excuses are temptations in disguise, so no mercy on those. Remember, slow and steady is the way to go, and making these changes is a great way to start losing and maintaining your weight in a most doable way. This is where weight management hypnosis can really help make all the processes so much more easy and much more successful. It can help get down to the core of the matter, allowing you to release it, be aware of it. It creates positive suggestions for you to make everything easier so you can stick to your plans. Hypnosis is a way to change your habits into personal outcomes, in that it can assist you in taking the edge off cravings, add motivation to exercise, make portion control easier and more reasonable, and help remove emotional eating issues while working on increasing self-esteem, among other things. In a relaxed state, it's amazing the power positive suggestion holds. Rather than focusing on loss, Our guided meditation is all about positive thoughts and taking a moment in the season of giving to look within, acknowledge a personal want, and make a wish for yourself. We'll utilize the universal principle or law of attraction. The universal law demonstrates how we create things, events, and people that come into our lives. Our thoughts, feelings, words, and action produce energies which in turn attract like energies. Negative energies attract negative energies. And positive energies attract positive energies. But before we begin, take a moment, perhaps even pausing this, to think about something you want, big or small, tangible or not, as long as it seems plausible to you. Make sure it's something you really want, also preferably positive and well-meaning, that does not seek to harm anyone or anything. There is so much that is possible and so many things that can magically seem to happen in life if we're just open to it. Good things happen all the time, and they can happen for anyone. Like attracts like. If you have good intentions and wish for good things, you'll attract this sort of energy. It's just the opposite. If you're negative and think negatively, you'll repel the positive and attract the negative happenings. So just give this a try. And go ahead and begin to get ready for this meditation by making yourself comfortable, turning off telephones, dimming lights, whatever you need to do so you can just concentrate and enjoy a few moments of positive relaxation. Take a few deep breaths, inhaling and exhaling, inhaling and exhaling. And on the third breath, hold it for a count of three, releasing it when you're ready. Just allow yourself to let go of any negative thoughts, any distractions, by acknowledging them and allowing them all to just fade away, leaving you open-minded and clear. And continue to do this with any thoughts that pass through your mind, just allowing them to pass. This is your time to just relax and step out of the chaos of life, focusing on pampering your mind, allowing it to let go and relax, allowing your body to be restful. Notice if you're holding any tension in, or if there's any tightness in your body, and just work on releasing it. If you need to, tense up this area and release it that way. Notice if you're being critical of yourself in any way, or being critical of anything. And just allow this criticism to stop. Allow it to fade away. And be kinder to yourself for the moment and the world. Instead, focus on a blessing in your life. Whatever comes to mind is fine. And be thankful for this blessing, knowing that it's yours uniquely. And now allow your body to soften and go limp like a rag doll. And in a moment, I'll count from 10 down to 1. And on each number, starting with 10, relax the various parts of your body from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, arriving at your toes by the time I reach one, allowing yourself to relax more and more, deeper and deeper on each number. I'll begin now. 10. Your head relaxes. 9. Your neck and shoulders release. 8. Releasing your body. 7. Six, relaxing more and more. 5. Four, relaxing every part of your body. 3, 2, and 1, totally relaxed. Now for a moment, think about or imagine that you're your own unique entity, a world in yourself, floating out in the universe, never alone, because there are other worlds around you, but solitary in peacefulness for this moment. There are sparkling stars and planets around you, twinkling with possibilities. Now think about the concept of what you want, your wish. Take a moment, visualize it, or just think about it. And in just a bit, I'll have you say inside yourself, out into the universe, "I want this," and say whatever it is that you want. Say it 3 times inside your mind. Say it 3 times inside your mind, thinking about or imagine sending out this thought into the universe around you. Perhaps it moves like a shooting star, or perhaps it just gently floats away into the vastness of possibilities. Just release your want to the outside universe. Go ahead and do it now. You've just sent out this positive energy. Now imagine your entity in the universe is like a large magnet, attracting the positive results of the positive energy you just put out into the universe, the positive energy of your want, and imagine it returning to you, changed into a positive reality. Imagine or think about how wonderful it would be. Take a moment to do this. And allow this wonderful feeling to stay with you. And now that your want is out in the universe, and you're attracting this want like a magnet, it just may happen for you. You may see positive signs of it in the days to come, or perhaps the change happens right away. Just don't be critical of it, and let it be. Let it happen. But take this wonderful, positive feeling with you when you come back to normal consciousness. I'll count from 1 to 3, and you'll return feeling wonderful. 1, very relaxed. 2, coming back. And 3, open your eyes whenever you're ready. And now we'll begin our entranced notes. On the weight management, if you're looking for more resources or want to learn more, a great site is called WIN, the Weight Control Information Network, hosted by the National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Disease. We'll have their website posted on our blog at www.nTRANCED.com/blog/index.html. Starting January 3rd at 7 p.m., we're starting our own 6-week hypnosis group sessions based on weight management and loss. Each of the 6 times we meet, there will be a group hypnosis session designed to help participants lose and manage their weight in a safe, long-lasting, and healthy way. Topics will include releasing weight issues, craving control, portion size, cutting back on emotional eating, exercise motivation, and self-esteem improvement. The cost for all 6 is $150. If you're interested, please register by December 29th. And January 4th is World Hypnosis Day, and Entranced is celebrating by offering an evening relaxation at 6 p.m. that night. And for our online listeners, we'll also offer a self-hypnosis download for free. So definitely check in on that day to get the download. So to all of our listeners, we wish you a happy winter, happy holidays, or just universal peacefulness. Broadcasting from Tuckaway Cove, this is L.S. King, hoping all your wants become realities. If you'd like to reach us, you can email us at lsking@entranced.com. That's NTRANCED.com. Or you can visit our website at www.NTRANCED.com. Thanks for listening.